Princeton-based composer Steve Mackey has often been heard in Philadelphia, in pieces written for Dolce Suono, Network for New Music, and most recently the Chamber Orchestra of Philadelphia. This rocker-turned-cutting-edge composer has also written for the San Francisco Symphony, the New World Symphony, the Chicago Symphony Orchestra, the Irish Chamber Orchestra, and the Academy of St. Martin in the Fields, among many others. The Philadelphia Inquirer's David Patrick Stearns met with him at Princeton University, where Mackey is chairman of the music department, but has no plans to put away his electric guitar.
Classical composers and performers sometimes look enviously at their pop music counterparts. They say, "Get me out of this penguin suit. Give me an arena, a cheering crowd, a mosh pit." Not Steve Mackey. His rock and roll habit was cured decades ago at a bar in a ski resort.
This club called the Bear Pen, and they had these dormitories above the club where the band would stay for a week. And it's just a dive, right? I mean, gum stuck to the walls, and you know, you play until 2 a.m., and then you drink some more, and you know, you go to bed at 4, belly full of cheap pizza, and then you'd wake up at 3 or 4 in the afternoon, and your day would be gone. That life didn't really appeal to me. And the gig itself, you know, we wanted to play originals, my spacey, too hard to dance to originals. So they'd take one or two in a row, but then they wanted the Doobie Brothers or something like that. They'd dance to the Doobie Brothers. And then when, you know, the originals came on, they couldn't really dance. And they just start talking.
The experimental rock he grew up with in Northern California in the late 1960s was dying. Then he realized that classical music took him on the journey that he was looking for, a journey that, for him, ultimately led to a PhD at Brandeis University and top-of-the-line compositional chops. Not that the classical world was particularly welcoming at first, when Mackey paired electric guitar and string quartet. But at least with a bit of patience and a tenured faculty position at Princeton, a composer can wait out resistance. Even if the public was a bit mauled by the 1960s avant-garde, the classical world has a history of extremely heterogeneous music. Gustav Mahler, for example.
I felt like that was the most ambitious music. Classical music has kept itself alive by broadening its gene pool. Sacred music and Turkish military marches and learned counterpoint and Austrian folk songs, and we call that classical music. And the whole reason I got into classical music was like rock music seemed too genre-based. It's a pretty narrow band out of which, if you step out, it's no longer rock music. You listen to the history of classical music, you're like, whoa, it's all over there. That's what I should be doing. Classical music is the biggest home. It's the mother of all musics.
Mackey's newest CD, Lonely Motel, is all over the place, even by his standards. At one point, Mackey paraphrased a segment of the old TV show The Twilight Zone.
Think of the gambler in the Twilight Zone episode who, after dying suddenly, finds himself in the plush suite of a casino with money in his pocket and beautiful women on his arm.
More invasive is his collaborator, the performance artist Rindy Eckert, with his penetrating tenor voice, freewheeling poetry, and fearless sense of social criticism. Even closer to rock are some of the pieces he does with his band, Big Farm, which plays all of 2 gigs a year because the members are so busy with more highbrow activities.
We're not 25-year-old kids that are willing to, you know, go on tour in a van, but we would really love to play more. As the bass player put it, he said, "Big Farm is the only band that I play with where we rehearse for a week for one gig for no money." We all do it and lose money on it because we love it and we think there's something there.
Much of what Steve Mackey draws from popular music is internal or conceptual, not so much how the individual components of the music act, but how they interact. This is how he explicates the classic Neil Young song, Helpless.
The words to that song are not self-standing poetry, but just this whiny falsetto and singing the words helpless. You don't really know what it's about, but with those chords and that whine and that tessitura, it melts into one. I mean, it's a marriage of interdependency, not a great poem and great music. It's this, you know, the words are the music and the music is the words.
That sense of interdependence has led Mackey toward more consolidated music, the most obvious instance being his new Chamber Orchestra of Philadelphia piece, Tonic. The title refers to a kind of seizure suffered recently by his 3-year-old son. It's hardly a conventional genesis for an orchestral work, but composition is an elusive process. Sometimes you don't know what you're drawing on until well after the fact.
The older I get, thankfully, the less choice I have. That's what's going on. And like I say, I didn't set out, I'm going to write a piece about this range of the meanings of tonic, you know? Really, it was this kind of abstract, simple, mad scientist, what if I took these chords? But then you react to the sound, and then the piece, you know, was born around that.
From its inception, the new piece stood to give Mackey a more decisive place in the landscape of orchestral composition.
I've written a lot of concertos in the last decade, and which I love doing, and I've got a feel for that, which I don't think all composers do. But I was thinking that, you know, I've been listening a lot to, like, Sibelius symphonies, for example, and just thinking, oh, man, I'd like the opportunity to do something without having to think about making the soloist look good.
This could be a recipe for self-indulgence, but if nothing else, Tonic is among the most clearly wrought pieces of Mackey's career, and whether or not it rocks or makes classical audiences happy, the piece represents an incredibly healthy process for modern music. While ivory tower composers became so caught up in the process of composition that their personalities tended to get lost, Mackey's musical voice is inescapable, though constantly morphing according to what his pieces are trying to say. Because his musical roots are so far from the traditional concert hall, Steve Mackey is a composer without any sort of a received roadmap, and that can be very interesting. Whoever thought a viola concerto would be so free to go to so many different places?
The Philadelphia Inquirer's David Patrick Stearns.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.